He said, you know, it's a special offer to you. Every 3 months, you just appear in the company once just to show your face. So, and employ a dealer to take over your position. I was so happy and excited with this offer. Yeah. So I went home and further debate with him. And I told him, you know, if both of us continue to work, we actually can support 20 missionaries, you know. But if two of us have to go full-time, maybe 20 or more people have to support us. So he always looked at me and said, dear, everything in this world belongs to God. God don't need your money. God need your obedience. And he further challenged me. He said, in the time of Moses, if God can feed 3 million people for 40 years, why can't you trust God to feed 3 of us? He always challenged me that. So finally, on 1st of June 2001, all of us went full-time. So I want to share with you that it's not about how successful we are about our work, but it's about His love for us. And I thank God for that. This testimony will encourage you and bring glory to His name. Thank you.
Thank you, Morai. There's a lot of testimony to share. I know I need to finish at 10:15. Just pray that we can multiply the time together. You know, and you want to know more? I mean, you can get hold of the book. The proceeds go toward the work of China, see? So can I have the first PowerPoint? You see, we have been in China for 7 years. What do we basically do there? We actually build relations. Build government relations as well. You know, build relations with the government. Because the organization I work with is we translate Bible. And actually, it's a very sensitive thing. And most of the time, the people are very out, you know, very remote place. We need to build relationship with the government to, in order for us to assess. The Chinese thing have this four letter words, not bad words, yin shi si yan. Okay, those who know Chinese, it means that when you drink the water, you must remember the source. Okay. Can you wave your Bible? Those who bring a Bible, English Bible, PDA, wave it to me. Okay, you have? Okay, thank you for bringing your Bible. I believe it's an English Bible, huh? Right. You know, not too long ago, about 600 years, English was not the language of today. It's a language of the marketplace or the common people. In the church, like today, they won't use English. They use Latin. And our organization named after Wycliffe, John Wycliffe, because he's the one who gave us the first English Bible. He's a very smart person. He's a professor at Cambridge. He said that if we are able to translate the Word of God into the language that people can read for themselves, and do not need to go through the priest or the, you know, to interpret, how powerful will it be? Of course, when you want to do something like that, and you know, empower the masses, people are not happy. The Church of England is not happy. In fact, 44 years after he passed away, they dig up his bone, smash it into pieces, burn it into ashes, and throw it into the small creek. A small creek flowing into a small river and bigger river to the British Channel, to the Atlantic Ocean, and to the rest of the world. I knowingly give the vision that we need to get the Word of God in the language that people know best. People have paid the price. Another person I want to introduce is William Tyndale. Because we need to appreciate these people. William Tyndale is after 100 years, has a lot to do with the King James Version. Some of you like King James Version. Was King James Version was finished in 1611. At the time after John Wycliffe, 100 years later, the language evolved and changed. And William Tyndale is also another smart person. I don't mean to say that You need to be a smart person to be a translator. You need to be obedient only and willing. So he was from the professor again, from the Oxford University. He knows 7 languages, and nobody knows his native tongue. He can speak so well. So, of course, the church is not happy. At the time, Martin Luther Reformation in Europe, he went to Europe. And one day, every good thing could come to an end. His good friend betrayed him. He was brought back to London. And 15 October 1536, that's a year, he was put on the platform with stack of wood to burn him to death. This is the punishment. And just not only that, they put a wire around his neck to strangle him to make sure he is surely dead. And before the fire consumed his body, before he was strangled, he called out, "God, open the eyes of the King of England. Open the eyes of the King of England." Indeed, God answered his prayer. That's why you have this King James Version Bible came, because the King James get a scholar committee to come up with the version that the masses can read for themselves. And this person, we are really indebted, because as a Chinese, I think most of us do not know that he was involved into the first, maybe not the one of the most completed first Chinese Bible. And we are blessed because people have put their life. This is the 18th century. Robert Morrison was a Christian. I don't know whether he's Baptist. Probably he's a Baptist. I'm not sure. Huh? You left the Baptist. The Qing government at that time would say, "Oh no, you can't come to my country. You only can come to the port and a treaty," which is they stopped in Macau. And they have the law at the time was that no Chinese can teach another foreigner Chinese language with the pain of death. So he stopped over in Macau with high price. He employed 2 tutors. So when he was studying, he saw the tutor always fiddling in his long sleeve, you know, fiddling like a masses there. So one day he asked his teacher, "What is that in your sleeve?" The teacher revealed, "You think that you are paying high price for the tuition. Do you know that I need to pay my life if I'm caught? You know, I can't stand pain if they torture me. So before they torture me or sentence me to death, I will consume this poison to die." So people have pay with the price to get the word of God in our hand. And word of God is so powerful. It's better than any missionary. It's the perfect missionary. Why? Never take break, right? No MC, no home furlough like me, home assignment, and no toilet break as well. So we can read for themselves. It's perfect. So it's always our aspiration that we need to give the word of God, you know, to the people who need it. What about you? In Malaysia alone, you know, we are talking about East and West, just not Peninsula Malaysia. We are celebrating the 16th September Malaysia Day, not 31st August, just a Merdeka Day. Malaysia alone, we are talking about languages native in Malaysia, not brought over migrants' language like Fuchao, Hokkien, Cantonese, English, you know, indigenous, like Bidayu, the young lass who win the bronze medal for Malaysia. How many do you think, how many languages? Normally I have a quiz because time constraint. Actually, it's total language, 108 languages. And we are working on some of the languages in Malaysia. If you cannot travel far, there's also opportunity for you to serve. Okay, very quickly. China, okay, where I'm serving. You know, when you stay in China, you always remember red. Red. Red to the Chinese means blessing, prosperity. But as a Christian, I want you to remember China as the blood of Jesus pouring over this nation, cover this nation, that we remember this place. China, you talk about people quickly. And now you're talking about 56 group of people here, including the Han Chinese, which is the biggest group, the Han Chinese, 92%. It's Hakadai, you know, Turkic, Burmic, Hongmian, Tibetan Chiang, Mongolic, you know, and Korean also, and Wablang Daan, and the Australasian, and the Tungusic Iranian, not just Iran. And they cover about two-thirds of China. Okay? Even though it's 8%, it's about 100 million. How do you reach out to them? How do you do the work? We need to know God's timing. Today is Hari Raya Puasa, is it? I'm not sure if they see the moon or not. Turn to your neighbor, say, Selamat Hari Raya Puasa, and His mercy is new every morning. 19 August 2012, right? But what age are we living now? What age? We are living in the very end age. Why? Why I say that? In 2010, the total disaster or natural disaster that happened that year is 10 times the previous 10 years. And what Jesus say about the sign of end time? You know, earthquake, natural disaster, more frequent. The tsunami you thought will never hit you is hitting you. So we are living in the end times. And we need to know, understand the time. And we are called God's children. And we need to do better than the people of the world. But how do you know the times? I mean, if you know tomorrow you got an exam, or a week later you got an exam, you will work hard towards it, right? So, you need to connect by His Spirit. When you say by His Spirit, you say, you know, not by our might, not by our power, but by God's Spirit. Zechariah 4:6. Well, how do you connect with God with the Spirit? You pray, you meditate, you spend time with Him. And by His truth. Hosea 4:6 here say that again, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. I mean, we are in the era where we study, there are only a few universities, the Tar College, the UM, USM, we can name them. But today there's so many colleges that I cannot. There's so many. But it's not the world knowledge God is talking, the knowledge of God. You know, you do not know. You don't spend time. You won't have the word of God. And you don't know who to turn to. You don't know who to turn to. The word of God is there for you. God revealed. God's way. God's way is always higher. Not just higher, it's always opposite. You know? And when we go to China, mind you, I'm not Chinese speaking, I'm not educated in the Chinese school. I know some of you are apprehensive to go to China. But when you're most weak, God can use you. You pray. Many of the times I deal with government officer, I got to pray for wisdom. I could pray for the right words to speak up, the right vocab. You know, Chinese is not easy to learn. So, God say, not I say. 2 Corinthians 12:9 say here, my grace is sufficient for you, for my weakness, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness. So when you're weak, you connect with God, you'll make strong. So let's look at this, how Jesus overcome the enemy on the cross. The enemy is self-seeking, the Satan is self-seeking. What's the opposite of self-seeking? Self-denial. Again, the enemy is pride, prideful. You come overcome with humility, rebellious, you come with obedience. Okay, opposite. Lording nature, servanthood. If your neighbor is rude to you, insolent to you, impolite to you, It's always the tendency impolite to the person. But God has called us to act opposite spirit. I learned something from this retired educator from China. He told me something. It's very easy to make friends with people like you. It's easy to make friends who are people are capable. But you must make friends with people who don't like you. Wow, it's a new lesson to me. Why? You make sure that they didn't hinder your plan to succeed. You see, William Carey, the first Baptist missionary, I believe, to India, say this, expect great things from God. Attempt great things from God. So you want to attempt great things for God, the enemies always put hurdles in your path. So you must learn to make friends. Another thing is that the Sun Tzu Art War, okay, probably you are here about that. Know your position. You know yourself. Who are you? Where are you standing? You know? Who are we? We are God's children. But some of us don't believe that we are God's children. And then not just that. Where are we sitting? We are seated together with Him. Let's imagine today. Today, you might not like President Obama, but he invited you to have a breakfast with him. Wow, first thing you tell your friend, say, wow, what a great honor to sit up with him. You know, he wants to tap on my brains, you know. But God said, come, sit with me. What a great honor. And we as a children of God, we forgot. God asked us to sit up with him. And then how do we sit? We sit with everything under our feet. You know, not often we watch TV, but one TV show we watch is like the final match between Lee Chong Wei and Lin Tan. You know, the match could go either way, you know. We are just praying hard. God, please give us the first gold medal for Malaysia. Of course, the China side, pray harder, they won. It could go either way. But we, as Christians, we know the final result. God is triumph. God is victorious over the rest. But you ask, how come I'm facing a lot of problems, challenges? It's to mold you, make you stronger. You know, the olive is pressed for the oil. You know, the flower is pressed for its fragrance. You are being pressed for your good work. So, thank God for your challenges. Because God can turn new things. Put yourself in a position that's risky. Then you can see God work. When you do not do that, you say, how come God don't answer prayer? So dull, no? If you are a Christian living very dull, come to China, help me. I make sure that it's not dull, it's an adventure with God. Okay, last point. Know your partner. No, not your life partner, but your partner with God. And this is a wow verse for me. Jeremiah 11:4. This is repeated many times in other part of the Bible. You be my people, I be your God. Okay? Who stands to benefit most in this type of relationship? You have much thing to offer to God? Or God has much thing to offer to you? We stand better to benefit more. And God said, come. And it's a wow statement, because when you're bullied by God, hey, who bullied my little Johnny? No, you bully Israel now. Israel coming up. And you know, God say, who bully my Israel, my chosen people? We are the chosen people. You often forget that. It's a wow. Take down Jeremiah 11:4. The title is Mission Impossible. How to reach out? The work of God is this. Just simple. That you believe in Him whom He sent. The key word is believe. After you go out from this century, you won't believe. But because we are often bombarded with negative things. Here is a battlefield. You need to make your mind captive, your thoughts captive to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Because it's only to believe. God don't need your work. God doesn't need you. But He wants you just to believe in Him who is sent. So to finish the Mission Impossible, I cannot, but God can. Things that are impossible, man, are possible with God. Amen to that statement. Okay, I will short clip, okay, about what can you do in the mission field, because I see, you know, this church is fantastic. You know, you got doctors, you got intellectuals, you got teachers, you got all type of different profession. And how can you participate? Can you put up my dream holidays? Ah, my dream holidays. What can you do with my dream holidays?
Is before me, I can only imagine. I can only imagine.
Can you make it bigger for the, yeah?
Surrounded by your glory, one will my heart feel. Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only. I can only imagine when that day comes, when I find myself standing inside. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
Can I have the next video as a tribute to it, a musical video? Thank you for giving to the Lord. Just to thank you, a tribute to all of you. The multicolored rice for the meow. This is a charity golf that you organized in 2008. This is a beautiful golf course. All golfers can go there. It's an Asia best golf course. Run by the Singapore company. From the money we build school, we raise up. Without half come the government. So the children are given a testimony there. Okay, this is a complete school. One by one they came. This is the open ceremony for the school there. The three-story school building. Each life somehow. This is another school that we built. Altogether we built for 26 schools. Also donated one ambulance during a Sichuan earthquake. This is the auditorium that seated 500 people that we involved in building. 2 years ago, we signed a zero barrier value education with the Yunnan for our Ministry of Education. You're not supposed to cry. I am emotion. Also involved in poverty, e-project here that my wife heavily involved. As Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord, he said, there's an e-people group here. Look around you. A Christian. For great is your reward. Thank you for giving to the Lord. Thank you for giving to the Lord. And the life that changed because of your giving. Our life are changed because of your giving. This little girl is from Dong in Guizhou. Come, let's pray. This coming end, let's go. Father God, thank you for this time, this opportunity to share with your people here, Father God. We pray, Lord, that the words sown will not go empty, Father Lord, but return 100-fold, Father Lord. God, that you have blessed us so much, Father Lord. Bless us with good education, good brains, good family. Lord, we ask ourselves, how can we be a blessing to people who yet to know you, who yet to hear you for even for a first time? The word look tremendous. It's like a mission impossible. But you only say, the word of God is just believe in you. Believe in you. And today, we want to believe in you, Lord. We want to come close to you. We want to get hold of you by your Spirit, to spend time with you, to read your word, that we know your heartbeat, that we know your cries for the lost, to know your compassion for people, for those sheep scattered without shepherd, been bullied, harassed, oppressed, pressed in many sides. Lord, we ask, Lord, how can we be a part of blessing? You doesn't need us, but you want us to be involved because you love us. You can accomplish it yourself, but you want to have a relational with us, to participate in building your kingdom, Father Lord. Thank you for the opportunity that we count your privilege to participate in your building your kingdom, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name and everybody say amen. Thank you again for the opportunity to share.